This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1855. Why does Times Square get a bad rap? Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Colorado and New York City, USA. To get real-time transcripts right on your phone and create your personalized vocabulary list, try the All Ears English app for iOS and Android. Start your 7-day free trial at allearsenglish.com/app.
What does it mean when someone says that a place or a person has a bad rap? In this episode, get a quick and easy lesson into a very native expression in English to talk about judgments and reputations.
How do you know whether to use the word absolutely or definitely? What can you say in English when people keep mispronouncing your name? These are just a few of the connection topics that are coming up in the next few weeks on All Ears English. But you will miss these episodes if you don't hit the follow button. So hit that follow button on All Ears English now, wherever you listen. You'll get new episodes 5 days a week. And thank you for listening to our show. Hello, Michelle. How are you today? What's going on?
I'm good, Lindsay. I'm good. How are you?
I'm excited to be here. I had a great weekend. I went skiing over the weekend. Lots of good stuff. Lots of good stuff. Feeling great. What about you? Did you spend a little time in Manhattan over the weekend?
Yes, I did. I went to another part. I actually stayed in Times Square. There was a good deal. And I know it sounds very funny to do that for someone who is very familiar with the city. But it's not easy to get someone to take care of my son. So we were able to get his grandparents to watch him, and we just said, let's just do it. There's a good deal. And just to go to a hotel and, feel like you're away, even though you're not. So
I love that idea. It's kind of like a staycation in a way, right? You're in your own city. You're in a touristy part of your own city, but you're in a hotel, so you could be anywhere and you can get room service. You could really enjoy the evening. I love that idea. We make the most of what we have in that moment, right, Michelle?
Right, exactly. We couldn't go much further than that. So we just decided to do it. So it was a fun time, but definitely reminded me that as much as I love New York, Times Square is not my favorite neighborhood.
Oh, yeah. No, we've talked about that on the show. We've told all our listeners, don't go to Times Square, right? we've told them, don't hang out there, right? Don't hang out there because that really is a very touristy area. Things are really expensive. You know, hang out in Union Square, right?
Yes.
Or West Village or the East Village, Alphabet City. Where else, Michelle?
Upper West Side.
You love the Upper West Side, Central Park. You can find a lot of locals jogging in Central Park. Like, do the local thing. Get a coffee. Get a paper. If anyone even gets papers anymore. Chelsea. Yeah, the art galleries, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's just there's so much to explore. So if you want to stay in Times Square, stay there, take a walk around, get some pictures, and then move.
Yeah, totally. I love it. And you know, Times Square does kind of have a bad rap, but I think there's a reason for it. I think it's well-deserved.
Look at what you just did there.
Look at that, Michelle. I'm usually not as good as you are at the transitions like that, but today I'm bringing it
out. That was good. Mm-hmm. No, you are always very good at that. But yes, we are going to talk about this expression you use, to have a bad rap. Okay. Yes. So what a funny... What a funny expression. So we're going to get into that today. But guys, we want to remind you that if you haven't checked it out yet, or if you have checked it out yet, we have the IELTS Energy podcast with Aubrey and Jessica. And it is amazing over there. If you're preparing for IELTS, it is entertaining. It is educational. It is all of the good stuff. Right, Lindsay?
All the good stuff, guys. And it's real because Jessica was an examiner for 14 years. That's and Aubrey has now learned everything Jessica knows. So you are working with true IELTS experts over there. So go over and hit follow on the IELTS Energy Podcast, guys. So, Michelle, I'm excited. You know, to be honest, I've always wondered about this phrase. I've always been a little confused. What confuses me is why, I guess we're talking about reputation here, right? Times Square gets a bad rap, but why are we saying rap when it seems like we should say rep? Like reputation.
It's a good question, right? But we don't say a bad rep. We say a bad rap, right?
Yeah. And why? Yeah. I mean, that's so weird.
I don't know. I didn't really look. I want to talk about the usage today. I don't quite know the origins or why it happens, but it's just interesting. So yeah, bad rap, R-A-P, and it means a bad reputation.
Yes.
So Times Square gets a bad rap. Right? In New York City because it's expensive and it's busy and all sorts of things. So, I mean, do you think that, however, I mean, you agree, you don't really love Times Square. So maybe, you know, you would use another expression for it. But do you think in general, like, it's fair? Like, if you say something has a bad rap, does it mean it's fair? Or is it saying like, oh, that has a bad rap, but like, it doesn't deserve it?
Ooh, that's a good question. Ooh, I think, okay, I think it's all about what you put before it. If you say it gets a bad rap, maybe that means it's unfair. Oh, it gets a bad rap, but it's actually okay.
Right.
But, ooh, don't go there. It has a bad rep. I think it's actually sometimes pointing to the fact that it's unfair a lot of times. And it actually isn't that bad. What do you think, Michelle?
Yeah, I think that often it's used like that. It's kind of like, oh, it has a bad reputation, right, in a way, but like that it doesn't necessarily deserve it. But it could be used the other way. Like, for example, she got a bad rap for being picky after she couldn't choose anything to eat at the company dinner.
Yeah.
So maybe this is fair. Maybe she really is very picky. But maybe it's like, oh, that was that one incident, and now everyone kind of knows her for that, which is unfair.
You gotta be careful what you do the first 2 weeks at a new workplace, right?
Right.
I think it just points to the fact that it's reputations kind of essentialize people or things no matter what. It's essentializing something, right? Which isn't always fair. It's never really fair. If you say you are this one thing, right? Times Square, I guess, could be many things. It could be excitement. Maybe there's good food in Times Square somewhere. I haven't found it yet.
Well, it's just so expensive. And it's actually, you know what? My first date with Dan wasn't too far from Times Square, but unfortunately, the place shut down.
Oh, like a Hell's Kitchen kind of thing.
So Hell's Kitchen, it's interesting because you walk one or two avenues over and then you have a whole bunch of good stuff. So it's really, I'm just talking about like the real, I mean, you also have Bryant Park nearby, which there are some options, but I don't know. I think, you know, more like 9th Avenue has a lot of good stuff. So it's like, if you just go a little bit outside, there's a lot of good places.
Exactly.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Yeah. So I think, you know, today we're talking about reputations, and reputations do just point at, they make someone or something just one way, and it may not be true because nothing is that simple, right? That's why it's the deceiving factor of this, right? Let's give some more examples, Michelle. Are you ready? Here's one.
Go for it.
All right. So 2-year-olds get a bad rap for being difficult. Now that's probably true for the majority of 2-year-olds, right? I mean, what do you think?
That's true. it's a mixed bag. I mean, every day is different. I have a 3-year-old now, so, but as a 2-year-old, he was, I mean, I think all, you know what it is? I think it's like, oh, the terrible twos, you know, people know that expression. So they think, you know, I partially think that what happens is a kid gets to be two, and it's like, oh gosh, you know, and
yeah, it's coming.
It's not, mm-hmm. it's not necessarily fair. And also, you know, developmentally, there's so much going on. So it's not really just, oh, they're difficult. It's like their brains are.
It's more than that. Yeah, it's more complicated, but society just makes it so simple. Like, oh, they're terrible. But actually, they're just developing. They need a little extra help, or they're just, they're confused or something. Mm-hmm. As we all are all the time.
Exactly. Or here's another example. So strict teachers can get a bad rap with their students, but sometimes they are the best at what they do. So Lindsay, did you ever have a really strict teacher that ended up being like your favorite because you realized they were wonderful?
Yeah, this definitely happens when you're growing up, right? There's always that teacher that everyone is a little afraid of throughout the whole school because they have a bad rap. But when you get in their class, you realize, yes, they're stern. And that's another great key word for today if you're
stern,
in the app, guys.
Yes.
They're stern. They're strict. They're maybe a little mean at times, but they actually are the best teacher and they care about you learning the most.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah. And then usually when you, as time goes on, then you realize like how great they are. And then at the end, you're crying and they're like, that's the best teacher I ever had. Right.
Exactly. Like I remember there was this kid, this teacher in third grade, Mr. Sullivan, and he was the math teacher. And everyone thought he was so mean. But I remember seeing he had his students like marching and you know, reciting all the times tables way before my class was. Mm. And I was like, oh my gosh, he must be doing something right because all these kids are, they know their times tables too early. So then you get respect for the teacher. It's kind of interesting.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I had teachers, a lot of teachers like that, you know, that seemed, you know, the first day you're like, oh my gosh, you know, and that's going to be so tough. Mm-hmm. And then when I think about it, I think my favorite teacher ever was just kind of like that.
So
that teachers can get a bad rap when they seem like that, maybe they're not like the goofy one from the beginning, or they have a serious look, or they give a lot of work, and then let's do another example, one more.
Okay. That store got a bad rap for their terrible customer service. Right. Mm-hmm. And this is hard too, because the fact is not every, you know, happy customers don't always leave a review. They just go on with their day because their life has been made easier at that store. Right. That it's really just like either you have an amazing experience and you know, maybe you have the time or you're used to leaving a review or you have a terrible experience. So I think reviews of stores and restaurants are not always fair, you know?
No. No, it's not. And, you know, people can be just like very bitter and be like, well, I'm going to write something terrible. And, you know, and it's really not fair. And especially I think with things that went on with like the global health crisis, like I think people had to kind of be nicer about stuff because, you know, we had to like give people grace and like let some things go because it was just so hard for everybody. And especially in things like the service industry.
Oh my gosh, yes.
You know, to get through it. And so I think I would have never, especially during, you know, the worst of that time, written a bad review about a restaurant or anything.
Yeah, no, I mean, even now, I mean, restaurants are struggling to hire to get a full staff, right? So you got to give them a pass. And that might be another phrase for today, you know, give them a pass, you know, let it go, right, guys? That's such a native and natural phrase. You're not going to learn that in your textbooks. So, Michelle, did you ever get a bad rap for doing something as a kid? Maybe you climbed a tree or you, I don't know, maybe you like stole candy from a store or something and you didn't know any better. Did you ever get a bad rap for doing something?
Oh my gosh, that's a great question that I can't quite think of an answer to. Do you have an answer?
I got a bad rap for doing stupid things when I was a kid. Like once I put my head through a railing at a furniture store and got it stuck.
Oh no. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Like I was like, oh, let's see what happens if I put my head in here. Cause I was 3 or 4. I was bored. My parents were looking at furniture and I got it stuck. I don't know if they had to like use the jaws.
Like butter?
Right, the jaw or something. I'm not sure how they got me out, but I definitely, So I guess I got a bad rap for being a troublemaker sometimes.
That's pretty funny. I mean, my friend, I think I've talked about it before, actually, you know, in maybe the past couple months, my friend, she had a bad rap for like always breaking bones.
Or spraining things. Her bones, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And, okay, yeah, and her bones. And it would just always be like, oh, she fell again. Like, it was just like, so I guess she had a bad rap for that. But yeah, I mean, Lindsay, how important do you think reputation is in the world today? Because I think that, like you mentioned, you know, like there's all these sites, you know, where you can put your reputation, your reviews, and it's gotten a little scary with social media, things like that.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, this brings up the concept of cancel culture. Cancel culture. I hadn't even heard of that term until a couple of years ago. And now it's all over the place, and some of it's deserved fully. And then sometimes I think we do make snap judgments when we could allow people to just kind of talk a little bit more, explain a little bit more. Let's hear the context, like where they're coming from. So it depends on the person and the situation. But yeah, I think the internet is unforgiving, you know, absolutely unforgiving. Mm-hmm. One wrong move, if you're famous nowadays and you're canceled, you're gone, right? So what do you think, Michelle?
That is true. Yeah. Yeah, that is true. And I think it can be scary for people to speak sometimes. And we do need to be careful with what we say.
Of course. Of course.
Very sensitive to those things. But I do think that sometimes there's just like a new fear that, you know, because everything is everywhere.
Right.
It can be a little scary probably.
Yeah. So if we don't talk, if we're not allowed to like talk, then that creates an even worse environment, right? Like we don't learn if we don't talk through things and understand things. So it's really tricky. Right. At the same time, we're fully responsible for everything we say. So that's really tricky. And yeah, I do think that social media just makes this even worse. 100%. Yes.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. Oh my gosh. So much to talk. We could do a whole episode on this topic.
We could.
But yeah, things are happening. It seems like every day there's a new story of something that comes out and somebody said something. And then it's like, oh gosh, what's going to happen to that person?
I know. It's really interesting. So bad rap, easy to get a bad rap or a bad reputation. And then, so I guess, you know, we have to worry about, of course, we have to be very conscious of, you know, what we're saying and the impact of our words, especially if we're famous, right? If you're famous, like your words do have an impact. Michelle, are there any other ways to say this that we, you know, our listeners love multiple ways to say things. So what could we teach them?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, one is a bad name. It makes me think of, is that John Bon Jovi song, You Give Love a Bad Name.
Oh, yeah. I think John Bon Jovi.
Yeah, I love good songs. So you could say, like, that office got a bad name for always posting the wrong opening times on their window.
So does that literally mean, like, they got a, like, they have a poor name for their office, a restaurant? Like,
no.
Or meaning a bad reputation, right? That's what we're trying to say
reputation.
Here.
Exactly. Okay. Exactly. Good. So, mm-hmm. like, I don't know if you've ever been somewhere and, like, that it has the wrong time on the website or wrong time. And then it's, like, you know, can get pretty frustrating.
Yeah, that's happened to me even just in the last week where you show up and like, well, it said on Google that you're open, but you're closed. And yeah.
Yeah, that can be upsetting.
And then the one that we've just been coming back to our whole conversation, Michelle, it's just a bad reputation, right? So instead of a bad rap, so she has a bad reputation for being snarky to her colleagues. That's a good bonus word for today, Michelle.
Snarky.
Yeah.
It's like a little bit nasty.
a little nasty, right? Some rude comments here and there. Do you know anyone who can be snarky?
Of course I do. I'm sure I could name a lot of people, but I won't.
But you won't. You won't name them. Yeah.
No, I won't. Maybe but won't. Everybody knows snarky people, or you know. So that's never easy. But I know a lot of nice people too.
So this has been interesting today, Michelle, talking about this very common phrase that's always confused me personally, right? Rap, rep. And we still don't know exactly why it's rap. But you know what? Maybe it comes from like rapport. Rapport, R-A-P-P-O-R-T. All right, a good rapport. It could be that, right? Rapport means like a relationship. So that could be something like that. But what's the takeaway for our listeners today?
Guys, this is a useful phrase. We've taught you how to use it and some other ones. And it's also important to consider why something has a bad reputation. Like, is it fair? Is it deserved? So to think deeper about it, not just listen to, oh, this review said this.
Yeah.
So true. I think that's important to think about it on a deeper level.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, that's really what politics is, right? If we just go with the slogans and the commercials and the news coverage on Fox or even CNN, like we just assume we think like everyone else. But if we go a little deeper, understand viewpoint, and then decide for ourselves what we think, it's better, right? We can live a smarter life. Yes, I love it. So good, Michelle. This has been fun. Guys, remember, go over and get the IELTS Energy podcast. Good stuff. Michelle, I'll see you soon. Take care.
All right. Bye, Lindsay. Bye, guys.
Bye. Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only, not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. Whether your pursuit involves a bachelor's, master's, or doctoral degree, GCU's learning environments are designed for supportive networking and collaboration. With over 330 academic programs, GCU provides a path to help you fulfill your dreams. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.